want to spend a few minutes with you and just share with you what I believe God's laid on my heart for you today. You heard a bunch of scripture readings concerning the arrival of baby Jesus. And I'm reminded of in Luke 2, and it was read, it was the last scripture reading. In Luke chapter 2, we see the shepherds out in the field all by themselves at night. And the angels show up. Now, can you imagine the scene? You know, we live where street lights are, where you've got lights in your homes. You know, we have light everywhere almost. In fact, nowadays you push your key fob on your car and the dome light comes on inside and lights up everything so you can see everything that's going on. But imagine it's pitch black out. Maybe a little fire going possibly, but pitch black. And all there are a few stars twinkling and this angel shows up. And the word says this, that the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds. Can you imagine the brilliance of the light of the kingdom of God as it arrived with that angel? Can you imagine? Now imagine after that angel, you know, brings greetings and says, look, don't be afraid. It says a whole heavenly host of angels showed up on the scene, singing glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards all men. So you can imagine the whole sky lit up. I bet you it was brighter than daytime. Could you imagine? I don't think it was any accident that the angel came at night, because I think it shows the contrast of what Jesus was coming into. Born at night, born in darkness, yet he was going to be known as the light of the world eventually. What a contrast. And that's really what I want to speak to you for a few minutes about today, is Jesus being that light. Because he is to be a light to you and I, isn't he? So it's all through the Old Testament, New Testament concerning this light. And I want to share just a couple of scriptures with you to encourage you in your faith walk. If you have your Bibles here, or your phone apps, or however you want to go about looking up scripture, we also put it up on the screen. You have a look at John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. It says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing that was made was made. In him, and I put Jesus there because that's who we're talking about, was life. And the life was the light of men. Look at verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So here we have Jesus, the light of the world, coming into the world, and the world really didn't understand what was going on. You know, what is this light? And as I began to think about light, there's a lot of different kinds of light that you can have. I think of like a lighthouse. And what does that do? You know, that light is there to warn ships of rocks and to point them in the right way to go. You can also have a searchlight where you're looking for someone that's lost. What about this? The military have developed a laser beam so powerful it can melt through metal. So it can be used as a weapon. And so when you think of Jesus coming as the light of the world, is he coming to judge the world? Is he coming to critique the world? Is he coming here to condemn the world? To make the light so brilliant that it just burns your eyeballs out? Is that what God really came to do? No, of course not. In fact, if you go down just a couple of verses in John chapter 1 to verse 14, so John 1 verse 14, it says this, and the Word, and again I put Jesus in the brackets because Jesus is the living Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the Christmas story, isn't it? God sending his Son. Look at the last part of it. And we beheld his glory, again, that light, that presence of him, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Wrath and judgment, grace and truth, the scriptures say. Grace and truth. So all he came for was to bring grace and truth into our lives, to illuminate our lives, to bring grace and truth into it. So the question I have for you tonight is this, what truth are you living by? Are you living by maybe what you've experienced through life and maybe what other people have told you is truth? Or are you experiencing the truth, the capital T truth, that Jesus has brought into this world? And we know what his truth is because he's given us his word. So what's this grace all about? Well, I've heard it said this as an acronym. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. But I'd rather have it a little more simpler than that, that we're just being poured out love upon us when we don't deserve it. That's grace for me, isn't it? You know, because the word says this, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we don't deserve grace. But Jesus, in bringing his light to this world, didn't come to condemn us, but rather to bring grace, to illuminate our lives. And that leads me to the main point of what I want to talk to you today. What's the main purpose of the light? I want to give you three reasons for the light of Jesus in our lives. The first one, we don't like this one, because this one can be messy in our lives. Here it is: to reveal the darkness inside of us. Scripture that comes to me is this in Luke 8, verse 17, "For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be made known and come to light." So no matter how hard we try and we try maybe hide something in our lives, can I tell you something? The light of Jesus is there. You can't hide anything from him. In fact, the word says this, that before we even speak it, he knows what we're going to say. So we can't hide anything from him. So what's the purpose of the light? To reveal the darkness that's in our lives. That's what it's there for. Now, not to condemn us, but to help us to say, look, that's not right. Let me bring light, bring illumination into that area of darkness. And so the longer we hide that darkness in our lives, the longer we're kept from the grace and mercy of God in that area. And we need to let the light shine in every area of our lives. And the thing is, all of us have dark areas. All of us have, you know, people term it, you know, skeletons in our closets. Some have bigger closets than others. I get that. But the point is that all of us have things that we're ashamed of or we're afraid of or we don't want to actually openly show to God. But can I tell you something? He already knows. He already knows. So what we need to do as believers, as those seeking the light, is to let him reveal the light through our lives. And the second scripture that goes with this is so important. Psalms 18, verse 28. Look at what this scripture says. "For you will light my lamp. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness." You know what I love about that scripture, and just leave it up for a minute, is this. This isn't about you making something happen. It's about letting God do something inside of you. Isn't that wonderful? It's not about you cleaning up your act. Listen, Jesus didn't have to come if we could clean up our own act. The idea is Jesus came so that he could clean us as we allow him to. But we have to let the light in. So the first reason for the purpose of the light is to reveal the darkness inside of us. That's kind of base camp in a sense. It all begins there, doesn't it? In fact, for those of you that have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that was a moment in time where God revealed to you that you were a sinner, that you weren't right. And you made a decision to accept Jesus into your heart. And guess what happened at that moment? Light came and dwelled on the inside. Didn't mean you were perfect, but a change began to happen. A transformation began to happen from the inside out. Isn't it wonderful that God's never given up on us? That once he starts that work, he'll carry it on. In fact, he promises that once he starts something, he will always complete it. Thank God for that. So the second purpose for the light is to show us the way. Psalms 119, verse 105 says this, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If I had a lamp up here and I lit it and shut all the lights off, in fact, a little later, we're going to light candles. And it's going to kind of show this, but if I had a little lamp, it would just shine around me and show me where I'm standing. And that's literally what the Word of God, the living Word, what Jesus wants to do. He wants to show you where you are in the light right now. And it might not be very bright where you're standing right now. But let me tell you something. If you invite him in, he will illuminate where you are right now. Now, here's the beauty of it. As you're shown where you are, he'll then direct your steps. Now, here's the thing. If I was holding that lamp and I took one step forward, guess what? One step forward was illuminated. I take another step. Another step gets illuminated in front of me. That's the wonderful thing about having Jesus in your heart. As you carry the light with you, he will illuminate as he directs you and as you take those steps of faith. But here's the thing. The moment you stop, the light stops. And that's where you're at. How many people want more light in their lives? Take a step in Jesus. Just pick a direction in God. Just have a sense of where you're going and then begin to go. And you might say, well, what if I step the wrong way? When I was very young, in my 20s, the first pastor that was of the church that I was a part of, he made this statement. It was profound at that time in my life. And he said this, you can't steer a parked car. And so if you sit in a car and it's not moving in any direction, you turn the wheel, but does it change the direction at all? Not at all. But what if the car is going like 1 mile an hour? I mean, just creeping, and you turn the wheel, does the direction change? Okay, that's what you need to do with your life. If you're going nowhere, take a step in some direction, because even as you're moving, God will change your direction if he needs to. You hear what I'm saying? But standing in no place, standing and moving in no direction, you can't move forward. Let the light direct your path. And so, our first one, reveal the darkness inside of us. Number two, to show us the way. John 8, verse 12 says this, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And so the idea is that you're not on your own anymore. When you have the light of Jesus on the inside, you are no longer alone. When I was about 7 years old, my mom sent me to my brother's house to get some flour. She was making a cake or a pie. She was doing something, baking late at night. And this was on the farm up in Canada. And let me tell you something. There are no street lamps. There is nothing. She gave me this little weeny flashlight. And it worked till about halfway. Now, I'm 6, 7 years old, and I didn't like the dark to begin with. And it was one of those overcast, kind of like a night like tonight. There's clouds. There was no stars. There was nothing. Literally, so my flashlight quit, and I'm halfway there. And I'm like, and all I could see in the distance, about a quarter of a mile away, was this little porch light, this little white light. Like, I mean, way off. And I couldn't see where I was walking. And I made a decision. Look, I don't want to die out here. You know, you got to remember, 6, 7-year-old, it's like, I don't want to die. And so I just followed the light, just that little light, until it got brighter and brighter, and I got to my brother's house. And then I begged him to walk me back. So I wasn't going back alone, But the point is that little speck of light, because it was so dark, that little speck of light was enough to direct me. Let me tell you something. The light of Jesus is brighter than that porch light. Much brighter than that porch light. If you're willing to follow it, it's easy to follow. It's not something that you have to say, is that the light? No, it is easy to follow. The light of Jesus wants to illuminate our way and make it clear the direction we're supposed to go. So reveal the darkness inside of us to show us the way. But finally, and this is where we're going to finish up today, is this. It enables us to be a light to others. In Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16, it says this. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, why is it difficult for us sometimes to be light bearers for Jesus? Well, I'm not in your head, so I can only speak of myself. Let me tell you why I find it difficult sometimes. Because I'm not perfect. I'm afraid I'll bring shame to God instead of bringing glory to him. You know, I'm afraid I'll stumble or I'll say something stupid. Or you know where I'm going with this. There's all kinds of different reasons. Maybe because there's something still wrong in my life. One of those dark areas I feel so condemned that it's like, oh man, I have no right to share the light of Jesus because of that. Here's the thing. There's not one of us that are going to be perfect on this side of heaven. Not one of us. Now, we want to get as close as we can, but the Word of God says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In other words, none of us here are perfect. Now, we're aiming towards perfection. We want to do what's right, but the reality of it is we all fall short. So does that mean then we just put our light underneath a basket and we just don't show anybody because we're just afraid? I'm not sure that that's what we're supposed to do. Because Jesus says he's the light and we're called to be a light for him. In fact, I believe that sometimes in our brokenness and our imperfection and we still show our light, I think that shows the grace of Jesus. In other words, when someone asks me something, I'm like, I don't have an answer for that. And they're like, well, hold it, you're a pastor. You're supposed to have the answer. I said, well, look, I know the guy that has the answer. I'll check with him and get back to you. The point is, we're not perfect. But what light God has given you, he's asked you to let it shine. This isn't your light. It's his light in you. So really, I'm speaking to believers here at this moment that God has called you to be light bearers. But let me ask you, have you invited the light into your heart? See, you may have gone to Christian services like this, and you may even read your Bible and do all kinds of Christian things. But that doesn't make you a light bearer. What makes you a light bearer is inviting Jesus into your heart as Lord and Savior. And then he gives you his torch. He lights up your life. And then you begin the process of walking with him because he loves you. And he wants his light not only to shine upon you, but also for it to shine through you out to the world around you. That's God's heart for every single believer. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're not a light bearer, if you're not sure that you would go to heaven if something happened to you, do you know that you can be for sure? You can know for sure. You absolutely can. It's a simple thing. It's not about joining a church or becoming more religious or any of those kinds of things. It's about coming into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to take a few moments just before I move on and just ask everyone just to bow their heads just for a few moments. Father, you know every single soul here. You know the areas of darkness. You know the areas of light. You know everything about us. And yet your word clearly says that you came into the whole world as a light. That you desire that none should perish, that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, there are souls here that know you, and they know that they're going to heaven. But there are some here that aren't sure. And, Lord, I pray that this be that moment in time where they can make a decision and say yes to the light. So again, just with every head bowed, if you'd like to make a decision to accept Jesus, to allow the light of God to come into your life, so you can be sure that Jesus will save you, just slip your hand up into the air. See those hands over there? I see the hands at the back. See the hand in the middle here? See the hands in the back on my right side? You can put those hands down. So here's the thing. I can't do this for you. You know, I can offer the opportunity. But now this is up to you now. So we're all going to pray a prayer. I'm going to ask those that are believers. It doesn't hurt you to pray twice. I'm just letting you know, all right? It's okay. But for those of you that are making a decision for the first time and you believe these words with all your heart and confess them, the Bible says, you shall be saved. So just follow along with me with these words. Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. There's darkness in my life, and I need your light. I ask you to come into my life and to make me a new creation, and from this day forward, to illuminate my path before me. I ask you to help me with every decision of life until I meet you face to face in glory. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and meant it with all your heart, the Bible says that you are born again. That's a promise from the scriptures. Amen. So what we're going to do now, yeah, amen. You can offer up a clap to the Lord. There was about 15, 20 people put their hands up. I'm thrilled. So what we're going to do now is our candle lighting part of the service. So don't anybody freak out. In a few minutes, they're going to shut all the lights off. And I'm going to light one candle. Then the ushers are going to come up and grab some fire from me and spread it to all of you. And then we're going to sing a couple of songs together, and then we'll close in prayer. So I'd like to ask everyone to stand. You shut the lights off. Let's make it real dark in here. There we go. Gosh. Nobody's going to fall down. So you see, it's pretty dark in here, isn't it? Now, look at this. See this light? You can see my face. See? Isn't that amazing? This little light, how much light it makes. Now, imagine all of you, when you're going to be holding a candle, how bright it's going to be in here. And just picture in your hearts that this is what Jesus wants to do. Not just one person carrying light, but each and every one of us doing our part to be light bearers for Jesus.